Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 583rd podcast of Rough Riders Radio. We have taken our podcast today straight from Huffington Post, today being Wednesday, May the 24th, 2023. It's an opinion piece written by a gentleman by the name of Bruce Maiman, M-A-I-M-A-N. He's a guest writer. It's an opinion piece entitled, Donald Trump Isn't the Juggernaut He Once Was. In fact, he's easy to beat. Here's how to do it. I'm going to read it verbatim. Maybe they take 10, 11, 12 minutes. It's a good article. Journalists must hammer the ex-president with the truth, a no-holds-barred, full-court press in Trump's face every single time a reporter talks to him. I don't know why people say Donald Trump is a formidable candidate. He's not. He never was. In fact, he is easy to beat. He always was. It just hasn't been done right by anyone. To rid ourselves of this toxic scourge and to protect democracy, Trump must be dealt with firmly, without compromise. The first step to ridding ourselves of the MAGA cult mentality must be the humiliation of a pathological liar on the campaign trail and its resultant crushing defeat in the presidential election. Republican presidential hopefuls would be the ideal choice to exercise the party's Trumpian demons, but that will never happen because they, quote, assumed the position, unquote, long ago. That leaves it up to the media. I know what you're thinking. The press literally hammered Trump with a barrage of coverage for every one of the awful things that came out of his mouth. Quote, a full spectrum of the press warned us about who he was, unquote, wrote longtime political commentator Jack Schaefer in a piece for Politico last October titled, quote, stop blaming the press for Trump's success, unquote. Yes, the press warned us, but they did it wrong. Schaefer, in his defense of the media coverage, used a curious adjective to describe it, quote, coruscating, unquote, meaning bright, glistening, glittering. He meant media outlets were all over it. Front page stories, blurring headlines, the lead item in nightly newscast, fact checks, blah, blah, blah. But it was always after the fact, no matter how intense, was done from a distance, out of earshot of Trump. No one did it to his face on live TV in real time, nowhere. That's what journalists must do this time. A no-holds-barred, full-court press in Trump's face every single time a reporter talks to him. Challenge him on every falsehood, every exaggeration, every spin, and do it vigorously, viciously, without mercy. Every reporter, every time, until he withers the way two-bit criminals do when they fold under police questionings. Someone will argue that Caitlin Collins had the opportunity to do all this while moderating that last week's CNN town hall. Not really. Her best effort wasn't good enough because she followed a model of political campaign coverage that has been inherently flawed and is now obsolete. Far too many lawmakers today are emboldened, unafraid to utter absolute bullshit because they know no one will call them on it. The journalist has ever mustered while interviewing Trump has been, quote, sorry, that's not true, unquote. Sorry, that's not good enough. It's like the scene in Aliens. When the Marines are heading toward the alien nest and the sergeant is ordered to collect everyone's magazines because they can't have any bullets firing since they're so close to a fusion reactor. And one of the Marines says, quote, what the hell are we supposed to use, man? Harsh language, unquote. Exactly. What's often called normal coverage by political campaign journalists is no match for today's cretinous lot. Playing nice, telling a lawmaker that something they said isn't true, isn't going to work anymore. Is it really taking years for journalists to figure this out? I think journalists are a little gun-shy because it's ingrained in them from day one not to be part of the story, to be objective and impartial. Those who criticize CNN's town hall seem to do so with that journalistic canon in mind. Don't make the news, just report it. And whatever you do, don't be a human being. Tegan Goddard, the founder and publisher of Political Wire, wrote that, quote, CNN tried to make news, not cover it. Quote, there's a huge difference between covering Donald Trump and giving him a platform to spew his lies, unquote. No, I'm pretty sure more people talk about what Trump said rather than where he said it, or more to the point, got away with what he said. But if the problem is giving Trump a platform to spew his lies, the answer isn't, quote, don't give him a platform, unquote. The answer is to use the platform to attack Trump for the liar that he is, to his face. Defeat bad ideas with better ideas. Many would agree it is unwise to give a platform to a serial liar who tried to overturn an election by orchestrating a deadly coup, quote, especially, unquote, as one person noted on Twitter, quote, a chronic liar with a cult following who's itching for a civil war, unquote. But I'll bet everyone would agree to give that liar a platform if he were made to pay the price for his lies on live television. Anderson Cooper's defense of his network was as paltry as it was insulting, quote. As Anderson said the week before last, you have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away? Question mark, unquote. Excuse me, Anderson. I notice your network did nothing to get Trump out of his little safe space silo. And even worse, you stuffed the room almost entirely with Trump worshipers, which only encouraged him to keep on lying. Is that what you want? Is that the silo you're talking about? Counterexample, CNN unwittingly provided the following lesson on how to put Trump on TV. You want a platform? Fine. Just don't expect a free pass. You will be challenged severely, brutally, for every lie you tell, for every exaggeration, falsehood, hyperbole, or anything else that comes out of your mouth. You will not be allowed to bully your way through another appearance, not on this network, and hopefully not anywhere else. That should go for the whole sordid collection of blowhard lawmakers and political performance hacks from Senators Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham to Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. Don't waste everyone's time with one of those insipid panel discussions or some editorial screed telling us what we already know. Everyone knows that Trump is a cad. Cruz is a sanctimonious windbag. Graham a spineless embarrassment. And how intellectually destitute Greene and Boebert are. What the voters want is for them to be held to account for it. These people are employees. They are supposed to work for us. They suck at it. They need to be publicly disgraced for their political beggary without remorse. Every interview and every question should be treated like a job performance review. With all due respect to the Society of Professional Journalists, that needs to be journalism's new paradigm. Trump is a monumental hoax built out of an accumulation of lies and myths directed toward proving things that aren't true. A near flawless personification of malevolence. You thus cannot question him as if he were a normal presidential candidate. Otherwise, you'd be glossing over a tawdry string of unchecked arrogance, thuggery, and egotism that has been allowed to operate above reproach and well beneath contempt. Journalists must embark upon a new approach to their political reporting and leave behind a methodology that is arcane, outmatched, and of little benefit to the American voter. What might that approach look like? Well, there's always a good leading question. Quote, Mr. Trump, as a person found liable for defamation and sexual abuse, ... or quote, Mr. Trump, as someone under investigation for trying to stage a coup, ... Would Trump object to such a question? What? He's going to claim the jury sided with him or that he's not under investigation? Borrowing from the recurring feature in those old mad magazines, here now, scenes like we'd like to see. Host, good evening, sir, and thank you for being here. Trump, thank you. Can't you admit that you lost the 2020 election? Trump, actually, I won that election. Everybody knows it. In fact, I won by host. Sorry, Mr. President, but that's a lie. That's what everybody knows. If you had won that election, you'd be in the White House right now. But you're not, because you lost. Trump, can I finish? Host, not if you're going to continue to lie. Every Republican state official confirmed that you lost. You had a chance to prove it in court more than 60 times. And every time you came up with nothing, zero, empty. Some of those cases were even thrown out because the litigating party had no evidence. How can you go into a court with a lawsuit with no evidence to support it? Trump, Look, it has been overwhelmingly proven that I won. For starters, the dump of votes host debunked. Complete nonsense. No, you can't finish. You're lying again. There's no proof that you won anything. But if you're going to continue to tell lies, then this interview is over. Good night. Then get up and leave and drop the mic and walk off. Trump would be left standing there with an entire audience, studio at home, or both, staring at him. He'll face a very subtle form of social pressure standing there, unsure of what to do. He'll look even more foolish when he picks up a mic and tries to speak, because the engineers will have cut the sound as well as sound to the entire broadcast. You know, I'm not even going to read the rest of this, but denounce his lies, humiliating him for lying, be willing to cut his microphone. If it's before an audience, don't intentionally fill the entire venue with Trumpers. It's supposed to be a town hall, not a clown hall. Be willing to let him have a hissy fit and storm out. Just because he's a spoiled brat doesn't mean you have to be his pacifier. Let him retreat to his failing social media platform like the snowflake that he is. Trump is defined by insecurities that impel him to denigrate others. Don't be afraid to highlight that weakness. So, I mean, you know, it's over. It's over. And if Trump refuses to appear on a network or interview with legitimate journalists, that becomes its own story. Donald Trump, not only a liar, but a coward. The cowardly liar, America's biggest snowflake. Here's a guy who says he'll be tough with China, with Putin, or anyone else, yet he's terrified to face a reporter. And if he only chooses to go on one of those safe space cable networks, record the event, and then dissect every moment of it. Stop the video one lie at a time and disprove it with irrefutable evidence, expert guests, and witnesses who executed their duties in the peaceful transfer of power. That's a lie. Here's why. That's a lie. Here's why. That's a huge lie. Goodness, what a liar. Yes, Trump sells. There's no question. But his long overdue, quote, emperor has no clothes, unquote, humiliation would sell even more. Well, you know, I'm going to stop right there. But journalists, you fell down on the job. You motherfuckers, you didn't do your job. You just shrank. You folded like a cheap suit. You folded like a cheap suit. Journalists, do your fucking job. That'll be it. We're out of here. This is the old Rough Ride around the curve, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit. And remember, for God's sakes, lay on your recline, your leather recline, and you are also supine, drinking that top shelf wine. And for fuck's sake, decide.